When the New York State legislative session ended June 21st, lawmakers left behind a lot of unfinished business. This includes ethics reform for economic development contracts following a scandal in Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration. A bill that would have created more oversight of the state's contracts failed to get a vote this year. Karen DeWitt reports.
9 former associates of Governor Cuomo have been charged with bribery and bid rigging, among other crimes, and are set to go on trial as early as the fall. Ron Deutsch, with the union-backed think tank Fiscal Policy Institute, says the bill currently in the legislature is what he calls a common-sense measure. It would reinstate oversight of the procurement of economic development contracts to the state controller. It has support from numerous government reform groups on the left and the right.
Providing the comptroller that oversight would provide the checks and balances that are needed. And I think if the comptroller had that power, that he would have, in fact, caught some of the bid rigging issues that were being dealt with in these contracts.
Governor Cuomo, who has had a rocky relationship with the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, is against the bill. Cuomo says it does not go far enough.
I think it was the easy way to look like you were doing something about procurement, but not really doing anything about procurement. I don't think the controller's office is the place you go to for investigative work. That's not what they do. They are auditors.
Cuomo's proposing instead a new inspector general who would work under the governor to root out corruption. Deutsch, with Fiscal Policy Institute, says an inspector under the authority of the governor just wouldn't work.
The governor's proposal was preposterous, quite frankly. It was a fox guarding the hen house kind of approach.
While lawmakers did not have time to agree on ethics reform or some other items, they did, apparently, have time to party. The New York Public Interest Research Group totaled up the number of fundraisers held near the Capitol during the 2017 session. They found 183 fundraising events were held. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.